From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia and Turkey have embarked on closer trade and energy ties after meeting Tuesday in St. Petersburg between the two countries' leaders, Vladimir Putin and Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The Turkish leader said both sides are determined to restore relations and improve them. He said the two countries will restore their yearly trade target of $100 billion and speed up the resumption of charter flights. They're also pledging to build a natural gas pipeline and negotiate a deal to construct Turkey's first nuclear power plant. This is the Turkish leader's first foreign visit since launching a crackdown in the wake of last month's failed coup. Bilateral relations with Moscow were strained after Turkey shot down a Russian warplane last year along the Syrian border. Mr. Erdogan also accused Turkish cleric Fethullah Gulen, exiled in the U.S., of orchestrating last month's coup. Tuesday, Turkey's justice minister warned of rising anti-Americanism if Gulen is not handed over. Elizabeth Trudeau is a U.S. spokesperson.
The extradition process is a very technical, it's legally governed. This is not a process that is influenced by emotion or political rhetoric. It's actually governed by a treaty.
Asked if the Erdogan visit to Russia hurts U.S. interests, Trudeau said the visit is not viewed as a zero-sum game. She said U.S. ties with Ankara are strong. Sudanese rebel groups Tuesday said they signed an African Union-brokered roadmap to reach a ceasefire in separate long-running conflicts. Fighting has persisted between the Sudanese army and rebels in the southern regions of Kordofan and Blue Nile since 2011. Conflict in Darfur has raged since 2003. The accord aimed at reaching a permanent ceasefire, national dialogue, and immediate humanitarian assistance. This is VOA News. The United Nations warned Tuesday that more than 2 million people in the Syrian city Aleppo have no access to running water or electricity and called for a halt in the fighting to repair damaged infrastructure and deliver aid. Jens Lerke of the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said the number of displaced people is on the rise.
The situation in Aleppo, as we all know, has been extremely difficult. We have seen new displacement into western Aleppo. UNICEF recently, and it was mentioned here, talked about 25,000 people who came in. I was told this morning that an additional 10,000 IDPs have been registered. There may be many more.
The UN's Syria envoy, Stefan de Mistura, told the UN Security Council Tuesday he wants to restart talks on the country's political transition soon, but that the right environment must first exist. Meanwhile, Syrian government-allied forces bombarded rebel positions in southwestern Aleppo, trying to blunt a rebel offensive. The U.S. said it's approved a potential sale of more than 130 battle tanks, armored vehicles, and other equipment to Saudi Arabia worth more than $1 billion. U.S. lawmakers will have 30 days to block the deal. The announcement comes as a Saudi-led coalition resumed airstrikes on Yemen's rebel-held capital Sana'a Tuesday, killing at least 14 people. The strikes come after a three-month pause for U.N.-sponsored peace talks in Kuwait that ended Saturday with no agreement. Funerals were held Tuesday for more than 70 victims of Monday's suicide blast at a hospital in Quetta, Pakistan, targeting mostly lawyers. More than 100 were wounded in the worst terrorist attack in Pakistan this year. The Islamist group Jamaat-ul-Ahrar, an offshoot of the Pakistan Taliban and with possible ties to Islamic State, claimed responsibility. A candlelight vigil was held Tuesday in Karachi, attended by the head of the city's bar association, Haq Nawaz Tarpur.
We demand from the government that the terrorist should be eliminated from our country as soon as possible. And those person who's responsible for it, bring to the justice, and they should be hanged.
Pakistani lawyers boycotted the country's court system Tuesday, staged protests and rallies across several cities, including Karachi, Islamabad, and Quetta. Officials in Afghanistan's southern Helmand province warn the Taliban is tightening its grip around Lashkar-Gah, the regional capital, with one provincial council chief warning that without help from the central government, the province will collapse. The first U.S. ambassador to Somalia in a quarter century arrived in Mogadishu Tuesday, presenting his credentials to the government. Ambassador Stephen Schwartz tasked with helping Somali officials stabilize the country after decades of civil war. And day four action at the Olympics, swimmer Michael Phelps captured his unprecedented 20th gold. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.